Blog Talk Radio.
Strategy. I'm clearing my throat. Why? I've been drinking, so I'd be hydrated for the show tonight and not yawning and not coughing. This is CNO Solutions, like I said, and our website is www.createneworder.com. And this is Blog Talk Radio. We're here. It is July 16th, 2017. Not a lot to talk about, always have a lot to talk about, but we'd like you to call with your questions and to join the conversation. The number there is 657-383-0732. Give a call. We are live tonight, July 16th, 2017, and we're here to take your questions. Tonight, we're going to talk about changes. What happens when plans change abruptly? No rhyme, no reason. Everything changes. Your plans change, your life changes. What do you do? How do you do it? How do you pivot quickly when things go absolutely berserk? Well, we'll talk about that and the strategies to deal with that. And we'll get to the housekeeping first, and then we'll get to those questions and more. Thank you, Ben Sound at bensound.com. Unlicensed music, visit them, go visit them and add to your website, add to your, I'm wondering if you can add it to, say, an Instagram or a blog or whatnot. That'll be something for me to look at coming up when I get done with all the other deliverables that are in front of me. We'll talk about the organizing project that I have going on that maybe I can encourage you to do in your own home. And if not, you can give me a call. I can do it for you. It's just about organizing those papers, just another facet of organizing the papers. Once again, give a call, join the conversation tonight with your questions. What answers are you looking for? If I don't know, I'm sure I know somebody who can handle it for you. And our number is 657-383-0732. What's in my cup? Tonight, my cup runneth over. In my life, but also here in my office. Today, I was drinking grapefruit juice with sparkling water. I got some really, really good grapefruit juice yesterday when I went to a nice specialty market, and it's really, it's 100% grapefruit juice, no sugar added, no color added, no GMO, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something, it's absolutely delicious, but cutting it with some sparkling water was the way to go. Excuse me. Right now, alkaline water, as I usually drink, and some coffee. But this afternoon when I was out and about, Girl in Town was out and about, because as you know, Jennifer Ann is Girl in Town. I was out and about, and I picked up some pineapple coconut flavored seltzer by a company called Gold Emblem. Never heard of them before. Absolutely had no idea, but it was cold. It looked appealing, so I picked it up. So when I was out, Girl in Town, it was hot, and I was drinking that, and I will tell you, I drank the whole thing down so quickly. The flavor was incredible. And again, no added sugar at all, zero calories, and it was a pretty big bottle. It was not a liter. It might have been a liter. I drank the whole thing and I thoroughly enjoyed it while I was walking around, and I'll get to where I was. The weather today on the East Coast was absolutely spectacular. It was about 82 degrees and just beautiful today. I got up this morning and I went early to practice. I've really been working on my tennis game. And a really, really good friend of mine helped me out with what I was doing wrong with my serve. Now, in a day or two, it's just not going to come to perfection. It'll take me probably 10 years, but I'm working on it. So I went this morning first thing so that it wouldn't be so hot, and I just practiced serving. That's all I did was serve for about an hour and a half. My arm is feeling it right now, but it feels really good. The reward of working out is feeling your muscles react to what you did and the work that is helping your body burn fat and grow muscle. But it's also working on the muscle memory, and it's also working on your body to be strong enough to take the motion that you're asking it to do. It feels so incredibly good. However, I'm wiped out because I also did the girl in town thing, which we'll talk about 20 after. Then I walked around town because today I had to walk into town and get an ice cream cone because today is National Ice Cream Appreciation Day. If you haven't had any ice cream today, you should treat yourself. I'm not usually a big ice cream fan, but there was a place that opened in Portland on Main Street called Jin's, J-I-N-N, Ice Cream, I think it's Curls. What they do is they mix cream or the sugar and cream before it, you know, goes into any kind of machine. It's warm. And they take flavors and they put it on, it's not a blast chiller, but it's a flat, big round flat pan that's freezing cold. And they put the ice cream and the flavoring and whatever fruits or whatnot go in it. They put it on this thing and they just sort of keep chopping it and keep mixing it and keep working it until it's all mixed up and really, really cold. And then they spread it flat and they keep spreading it flat and they keep spreading it flat and then they curl it up and they make these curls. And I think there's about 5 of them, and they put them in a container and then they add some toppings. So they add a little whipped cream, some fruit, a pretzel, some marshmallows, some hockey sticks. And that is the ice cream. It is truly remarkable. Visually, it's unbelievable. To watch them do it and get the final result is amazing. That is part of the experience that you're going to Jin's Ice Cream Curls for. It took a long time for it to melt. Once it was really frozen like that and curled up, it became very dense, and I walked in 82, 83 degrees all the way to Constitution Park where I sat and I did some work. I just couldn't sit in the house and do work all day because it was just so spectacular. That's the point of this show, and that is the point of some of the things that we talk about, is really getting out and experiencing life. Sitting at home and riding the couch accomplishes nothing. Now, I really didn't pay too much attention to people. I really didn't talk to anybody at all. I just walked from my house to Main Street, got some ice cream, and I went to Constitution Park. And I sat there probably about an hour and just did some work on Create New Order and some of the upcoming things for this company that we will be bringing to you, our listeners, in the next couple of months. And as I was working and observing, there were a few people out, and there were people coming out of restaurants, and there's very, very, very light traffic today. Maybe everybody was down the shore or in the city or, stayed home. Who knows? But there were a few people out and just walking, not on smartphones, and they had smartphones. I saw them pulling them out, but reading books or really just laying in the shade of a tree and enjoying the atmosphere of the day. Lifestyle. What is your lifestyle, and what are you doing with yourself? Now, I'm going to talk about something negative, and it really, really, really turned me off. And I have to be honest with you, if I was the owner of Jin's Ice Cream Curls, I really would have asked this table of women to leave. There was a table of about six women, and I have to tell you, and I'm going to say this, as people might get upset while they're listening to this, they're probably the ugliest women that I've ever seen in my entire life, and it had nothing to do with what they looked like. Out of their mouths, they were chopping up their mother, aunt, and a couple of friends in the mix. And they were ripping these women apart. And it sounded like there's a wedding coming up and they've all been invited to this wedding. But apparently they feel disrespected and their mother is not on their side. And they are not going to this wedding. And this is what you should do. And this is what you should do. And this is what you should do. And this is what I'm going to do. And how dare she? And if that was, you know, if he was a girl, she would understand. And blah, blah, blah. Ripping people apart. And I thought to myself, how staticky and how ugly and how horrible did this feel to listen to this conversation? And then finally one of them spoke up and had said, you know, we're not in their shoes and we really don't know what those circumstances are. We're only seeing things from one side. And we should probably have a conversation about this. Well, the women at large didn't appreciate a positive perspective to communicate well. And again, it got worse and worse and worse. And I just felt worse and worse and worse. We do this to each other for no reason whatsoever. We make assumptions and we try to bully our way into our own perspective. And listening to this conversation, I felt, you know, haven't we evolved yet? Can't we give each other a break? Can people make mistakes or can they be forgiven? I mean, really, your relationship with people is your relationship with people. Who are you to say anything negative about somebody's relationship with somebody else? What impact does it really have on you? Who cares? How about you just strive to have a good relationship with people overall and be a good person without being disrespectful, whether the person you're being disrespectful to is with you or not. It was such an ugly conversation. I couldn't wait to get out of there. It takes a long time to make Jen's ice cream curls. Too long. I was definitely a witness to this conversation for way too long. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Lifestyle Solutions Radio, and our lines are open, and you can give a call with your questions or your comments at 657-383-0732. What is it that you want to get organized? What is it about you that you want to change? And what do you want to ask about how to get off that couch? Make your life an event. You can always email me at solutions@createneworder.com. I have to be perfectly honest with you. I have not gone through the emails this week to look at the email questions of the week to pick one to share with you on the radio. We'll save them for next week. And once again, today was a spectacular day in New York. Give a call. Tell me what you did. Tell me what you guys or girls in town did with your time. Today, while practicing my tennis serve this morning, like I said before, I wasn't serving anything else but a tennis ball. Two little boys that I had observed, they were on this, this hand push merry-go-round at the community center or the rec center where I was, and I had seen them and they were playing. They were very happy, and it was not that very busy because I was there early. And I was just serving and serving and serving. And at some point, these two little guys noticed a couple of tennis balls on either side, on their side of the fence. And they picked them up and they threw them over the fence. Not a word. They just picked them up and threw them over. And then they stopped and watched. They watched me and they were looking at me as if, you know, they were going to get my attention. And I turned and said thank you to them. And they smiled so big. And they said, you're welcome. And then they went off and running and went out to play again. And I thought to myself, what lovely little boys. Nobody told them to do anything, and these balls were dead. I mean, they were really disgusting. It looked like they'd been out in the dirt forever, and you could tell that they were dead balls, and, you know, who's going to play with them? And there was absolutely no reason for them to do this. Nobody told them to do it. They just gently figured they were going to help, and they were going to return these balls over the fence. It was such a small little thing from small little people that I thought, well, how generous of them to be helpful. I thought they were absolutely adorable. I totally and completely appreciated the fact that these kids were that thoughtful. What can you do every single day so small like that that can be incredibly thoughtful and impactful to somebody else? You know, I really try to watch for the positive things in life, unlike the negative and ugly ladies at the ice cream parlor. These little guys were just so cute and so helpful and thoughtful. It really did my heart good as I was there practicing what I wanted to practice. And again, National Ice Cream Day, have some. If you didn't have any, then go get some. And if you're not going to go get some now, make sure this week you treat yourself. Look, you don't have to eat, a gallon container of ice cream. If you're on a diet like me, like every day, watching every single calorie that goes in, you know what? Just have a small ice cream cone. It's a treat. We should treat ourselves. And again, make your life an event. Tonight's topic is about change. Suddenly your plans change. You have plans and you're going to go out and you're all ready to go and everything's on target, and then all of a sudden something falls through and your plans completely cancel. So you're dressed and ready. You're just about in the car. You have yourself packed for the day, and now the event, the people you're meeting, something happened and it's not happening. You have nowhere to go. You have nothing to do. What do you do with that? How do you function? What do you do to change that situation? It's not what you expected. It's not what you wanted. But what are you going to do with the rest of your day? What are you going to do if life changes? You have a baby. I'm going to tell you something. Your first child really rocks your world. You have no idea the impact that that's going to have on you, on your daily life, your sleep deprivation, on your organization, what's going on in your household, all of the stuff that comes with kids, which you need maybe 10% of what you think you need for these little guys. What do? How do you function, especially when it landed on you? It just happened. Nothing, you had no anticipation, this was not in your expectations, and there was no reason for it, it just occurred. Or, having a baby, it occurred. So, what do you do? How do you start? How do you get yourself in this disruption of the uncertainty? What do you do to stop the upset and your internal instability and get control? Well, first and foremost, remind yourself, this is life. This happens at the drop of a hat. Everything's going smooth. Everything's according to plan, and then boom, something happens. Your circumstances are not always in your control. You can be surprised. Some event can change things at just on a dime. The idea is when things are okay and things are rolling along, always try to see ahead, to forecast what might happen so that you can prepare ahead of time. And being organized and having a lifestyle strategy means being on top of the day-to-day activities, meaning paying your bills, cleaning your house, doing your laundry, having a medical checkup, making sure your car is maintained, that you get it serviced on a regular basis, that these things happen as a matter of routine. When these things happen as a matter of routine, your life can go upside down and still function. It is so important to keep yourself moving toward your end game with the expectation that upsets may happen. When upsets happen, you have to be strong and you have to be prepared. And taking good care of yourself is part of that equation. Making sure things are under control that you can control, because you can't always control everything. I would suggest to you that you take a deep breath when things get crazy and out of control. Just take a deep breath and try not to react quickly. Don't react quickly. Take a breath and think things and through. First and foremost, understand what your priorities are. Your priorities are not cleaning the house. Your priorities are good self-care and the care of the others in your household. Those are your priorities. Those are the things that you need to keep your eye on. Let go of the things that are really not the most important to get through your day if crisis ensues. Or major change. Maybe you've been looking for your dream job and you got it. You landed your dream job and you had absolutely no idea that the impact on you was going to be so demanding and so interesting. That's really all you want to focus on and do is pay attention to this dream job. But what about everything else around you? Your household, your friends, your relationships, your events that you have coming up. You are just all consumed for one reason or another on this new job. And the demands are heavy. They're very heavy. You thought this was going to be great, and maybe it's not a good thing. Maybe you're not seeing this as a good thing, and the demands are too heavy. What do you do? Because everything starts falling apart around you. Again, take a deep breath and start looking at what the priorities are and how those priorities impact your life. Do you really have to pay attention to certain things or not? Think about it. What's the most important parts of all of this? There's no reason to react. Now, sometimes we have to react. It's an emergency situation, and immediately we have to jump into action and we have to react. So do that. But mostly in our life, reacting is not the best option. What we need to do is think things through, reason them out, and be logical about what our steps are. And there's absolutely no reason why our mouths should be moving in negative ways about other people or about the circumstances. Try very, very hard to maintain a good attitude, because it will keep you not only healthy, but it will also allow other people to willingly help you through the negative impact of the situation going on in your life. I just saw some calls pop up and I see some technical problems and they've disappeared off my screen. So I'm not sure if we have some callers out there. So hopefully those problems are not translating into a non-auditory show. I'll have to contact yet again our server to find out what it is that's holding us up and why our switchboard keeps going blank. But this is Jennifer Ryan, and the guest call-in number is 657-383-0732. Give a call and join the conversation with us tonight here at Create New Orders Lifestyle Strategies. Now, make a plan. Everything needs a plan, and get some professional help in putting your plan into action. Sometimes we don't know all the answers, and that's what I'm doing here, waiting for calls to discuss what it is that's going on in the world, your world, and what successes you're looking for and how you're going to get there. You know, what you want and what you need are not always the same thing. Do you know how to get either one? This is where you start. We go through all sorts of strengths and weaknesses in our life. We go through uncertainty and control. Sometimes we go through disaster. It's a matter of really taking stock quickly and making a plan. And when we don't know the answer, if you're standing in the middle of a room because some crisis has ensued and you don't know the answer, stop immediately worrying about the situation and find yourself some experts that will help you through it. We don't all have all the answers. That's not what we're supposed to have. That's why people are social and people develop relationships so that they can share what they know. And that is something that I have been doing now for 20 years at Create New Order. Visit the website at createneworder.com, and you can always connect here and connect to our show. And send in your questions through the website as well. It's solutions@createneworder.com. Girl in Town this week visited Van Son County Park in Bergen County, New Jersey. I was going to get some pictures up, but that didn't happen, and I'll tell you why with my complaint of the week. But Van Son County Park is one of the greatest parks that I have ever been to. It's the first time I've ever gotten there. It is only 7 miles away from where I'm living. But on a bike route, it's 9.5 miles away. And I will tell you that next weekend, my plan is to take my bike to this park. I figure it's a great destination to head out to. And one of the reasons I haven't done a lot of biking here in New Jersey, although the biking I do the same kind of routes, and I'm getting a little bored. So I've been backing off from biking, because boredom is a fate worse than death. Well, let's not get crazy, but I get bored, and you know, I really don't do well with that. So I'm going to the bike ride that I'm going to take here to Van Son County Park. The first time I'm going to drop in elevation. It's a major drop from where I live to go to this park. Coming and going there is going to be great. Coming back is going to be really challenging. So I'm hoping I'm going to be in good enough shape next week to do that. So we'll talk about it then. But what's so great about Van Son County Park? You can go to Bergen County Parks, and their website will show you all the parks in this area. And Van Son County Park has a zoo, which I didn't get into. When I first got there, I could have went into the zoo, and the line was not that long. But by the time I had gotten done with walking around and investigating all the cool things about this park, the line for the zoo was just, forget it. I wasn't getting on that line because I didn't have a whole lot of time. I had about an hour, but I figured that at least a half an hour was going to be eaten up on the line. So it didn't happen. But what I did go and find out is there are tennis courts there, and the tennis courts there have a charge of $5 an hour, which is nothing if you're going to pay for a court anywhere. They have the zoo, of course, and then they have a train ride for kids where you can get on this train and go around the park, which is adorable. There's a beautiful pond, which I did not find an area where you can sit by the pond. There's an overlook on two sides of it, but I'm wondering if there's an area where you can sit by it. I will investigate that next time. Is an area called the Washington Spring Garden, which is a natural replenishing garden. It's all perennials, and it has a beautiful obelisk in the middle. It's just absolutely beautiful. You go in and you meander through some footbridges, and there's a creek. Then there's a playground to beat the band. The playground for the children is incredible, and the pièce de résistance was a carousel. Right there in the middle of the park, really adorable. And the lines, of course, were very long to get on the carousel as well. Plenty of shade trees, plenty of benches, footpaths, lots of parking. I think they have soccer and ball fields as well. There's pavilions for picnicking, and there's a dog run as well. It is a great park. I think it's a mile and a half circle that you would walk through the park, and or you can run. There were plenty of runners, plenty of walkers, plenty of shade trees and lawn to lay under and enjoy the day. It was really a beautiful day and a beautiful experience, and it is a place I will absolutely return to. I love to adventure out and find things to do that give me inspiration and motivation, give me a little bit of peace and calm. I had already exercised for the day, so I wasn't going to go running, and I'm not going to run a mile and a half, that's for sure. But it just was a lovely place to sit on a bench and work while I was watching kids and the carousel turn and the wildlife as well. Go out and get off the couch. Say if you're reading a book, say you're doing some homework, you brought some work home that you have to do over the weekend, why not take it with you and go and sit in a beautiful place on a beautiful day? There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, if you could find yourself to be even more productive with a clear head and feeling very balanced, it's a great experience to go out of your own environment, especially if your environment needs attention. Does your environment need attention? Give us a call. Let's talk about your environment at 657-383-0732. Our switchboard is blinking, so I apologize if you are calling. Please just keep trying or email me at solutions@createneworder.com. Send your question or your phone number and we'll try to connect that way. Anyway, what is going on in your environment? Well, let me tell you what I have been working on. That, you know, most of, I really have very little paper compared to most people, but I have a lot of old paper for when I was doing a lot of my planning and a lot of my lectures. I was doing a lot of things on paper. And I have a lot of that stuff still hanging around that I haven't gotten to. Well, I'm going to talk about the product of the week, which is a Fujitsu scanner, the ScanSnap scanner. I ordered one because I have a scanner through my printer and it's just terribly slow. And I said, no, I'm going to make the investment, put the scanner in, and start getting all this old stuff on the computer, filed properly, named properly, and organized, because that's the only way things are going to work is if you can retrieve them. You know, if you scan documents into the computer and you don't name them and you don't give them a destination, just like you would a paper copy, you're not going to find anything again. So I will tell you, the ScanSnap made it a pleasure. As I got through, I would say about 20% of the scanning that I need to do in about an hour and 10 minutes. It really went so smoothly and it went so quickly, and that's labeling everything properly and getting it into the computer. So I'm very fortunate. I have quite a bit of shredding to do, but I'm not done with my project, which my plan is to be done with this project at the end of the week. This is a project that is on my checkoff list. I've talked about that before, and how to really gain control of your environment and gain control of your lifestyle. If you want less clutter in your world so that you can go out and live and come home to a supportive, clean, organized, healthy environment, then you need to put the work in and get your projects done one by one. I have weekly projects scheduled from now until the end of the year because I have plans. I have plans to change my life and to change my environment. So I'm working at them and shipping them away. That's the only way to make progress and to change your life. What is your end game? What are you going to do today about getting closer to your end game? Well, this is one of the things that I'm doing, is just organizing what is valuable to me but is not necessary in my space. I'm also getting ready to use Let Go, the app that you attach to your smartphone or your iPad to sell items that you don't want anymore. I'm using it so that I can tell you about how successful I am with Let Go. You take a picture of it, you put it up under home or leisure or motors or tech or cars, fashion, children, entertainment, or other, such as tools. And you list your items, take a picture, list them, put them under your zip code, put a price on it, and you'll get contacted if somebody's interested in your stuff. It takes time and effort, but you just got to do it. If you have things to sell, this is one of the ways that you can do it without that ever so overwhelming tag sale or garage sale. Frankly, I have no idea how to have a tag sale in a mid-rise building. I see people will advertise through the building system to sell their goods. But really, getting rid of the stuff that you have, do you really want to be answering your door and letting go of this stuff, or do you want to take the tax donation? That might be more valuable to you than selling your items. Is the cash more important or is the tax donation? You have to weigh those options. So we'll see how LetGo works. You know that I've tried many of the services that are available to people so that I can talk about them, such as LifeLock, to lock up your identity so that identity theft doesn't hit you. First and foremost, I have to tell you that LifeLock has sent me notifications, and every time they send me a notification, it happens that I am the person who caused it to happen. So I've never received from them, you know, a lockdown or a fraud alert. I guess I'm very lucky. But many people find the service to be very valuable. I found the service to be helpful, but not something that I continued with. And I was able to talk about how I dealt with LifeLock. I think at one time there was a fraud alert on my son, and it shut down everything and locked up even his bank account that he had to go to the bank and straighten out, because LifeLock took care of that for him. And it turned out to be nothing. Then it happened again, and it turned out his bank account was accessed. So it can be, and they were the first ones to notify him, not the bank. For me, I think there was a question of identity theft, and the bank contacted me immediately. So I didn't need the LifeLock service. So again, I try out services that I can talk about them and see if I found a value or didn't find a value in that service. And I'll be doing that with LetGo after the scanning project is done. But let's talk about the scanning project up front. First and foremost, you have to get rid of items that are really not necessary to scan. We all keep too much paper. If it's tied to a tax deduction, you need to keep the end of year statement so that you can file that with your taxes. But the rest of the stuff that you have hanging around, unless it has to do with partnerships or contracts or businesses or tax deductions, those items are not necessary, like utility bills, even notes. They're not necessary. These are things that you don't need to keep. We all have trouble letting go of them. And I will tell you, if you're willing to scan things into your computer and get rid of the paper, your life will feel so much better. There is no reason why households have all of the paper that we tend to keep. Even me, a professional organizer, keeps this stuff way too long and too high of volume. So, once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order, Lifestyle Strategies, Organizing. Give us a call with your questions at 657-383-0732. We're live on the air tonight, July 16, 2017, and we are here to take your calls if you can get through. Again, the technical difficulties have been overwhelming lately, and the switchboard is not lit up, so give it a try. If you've been trying, please keep trying, and hopefully we'll get a caller or two. This is Jennifer Ryan, Create New Orders, Solutions, Lifestyle Strategies. We're clearing the clutter. We're out and about with Girl in Town. Where you been? What are you doing? And what are you going to do? Book titles. Let me tell you something. I was going through books and reorganizing my bookshelves, and I thought about this, and I was looking at the titles of books that I find interesting, or I have, or I purchased, and then are on my bookshelf. And what sparked this thought was I just recently got a book. I was at the library for a presentation. An artist was talking about their work, and the programmer came around and was giving out books that the library was getting rid of, and everybody got to choose a book. Now, some people didn't choose a book, and they're all large books, like coffee table style books. And the book that I chose, believe it or not, I chose it because of its color. The color of the cover is gray, and the print on it is robin's egg blue, which is metallic. I chose it for that, but the title is When Things Come Apart. And I thought that was an interesting title, and then I looked at the cover of the book, and it was really about electronics and taking them apart and what they look like on the inside. But the title was interesting, and the cover was interesting to me. And the reason I wanted the book is because it would look really nice in my bedroom, and a coffee table book like that is nice to have instead of a tray on the bed. If I go back to bed with a cup of coffee and I put the coffee down on the book. Well, I was looking at the book cover, When Things Come Apart, and I thought that was interesting because that's the kind of work I do, is I work with people when things come apart in their life. And I thought about book titles and what is on your bookshelf. So I'm throwing this question out, and then maybe in a future show we can have this conversation. If you look on your bookshelf and you look at your book titles in a row, what is it saying? What are the book titles alone talking about? Because I noticed when you are interested in one particular subject or you're interested in one particular author, book titles start to send a message. For example, you look on my bookshelf and there's a book called Heaven in High Gear sitting right next to the Dream Dictionary. So what does that say to you? What message are you getting from those two books sitting next to each other on a bookshelf? I think about things quite often that messages are coming to us from every direction. They come to us through the media. They come to us through other people. They come to us when you overhear conversations of people talking so negatively in an ice cream shop. Messages come to us. Think about them and release them. Don't worry about them too much and don't harbor them, because you have your own thoughts and your own plans for you to get what you really want and need. The question is, do you know how to get it? And before I mentioned, hire a professional. If you think you need legal advice, go see an attorney. If you think you need professional organizers to come in and take a look at something, give them a call and get them. You need a CPA, go get a CPA. You need a doctor, go see a doctor. You need a therapist, go find a therapist. You need a support group, go find a support group. There are support groups for absolutely everything out there. You just need somebody to have a conversation with, go to a coffee shop. That's where you go. And you sit and have a conversation. It doesn't have to be a commitment. It can be just a simple conversation with somebody in a coffee shop. These are moments to experience in your life that, who knows, may change your life and make your life better. So, what are your book titles telling you? What in your neighborhood can you go out and do at any given moment? What are you working on to make yourself a more interesting person? Tell me. Give me a call at 657-383-0732. And if the phone switchboard would light up, then I can answer it. If not, send me an email. I love the emails because I get to go through them, which I haven't done this week. It's been a very busy week. I read your emails and I read your questions, and it's very interesting sometimes that people don't want to call in. You know, we can't see you. So give a call. Ask your question. Again, this is Jennifer Ryan at Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So what's on your mind? What are you thinking? What do you want to know? What do you want to do? What is your next step toward your end game? You can do anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can be anything you want. But really what's important and what most people are seeking is happiness. And better than that, they're seeking contentment. Why are you not content? Has your life gone crazy and you cannot find contentment? It's all about finding purpose. That's the bottom line. When your life changes and becomes hard and you can't figure things out, you have to ask yourself this question: what is my purpose? because our lives change and our purpose changes, and it can change on a dime. For example, our purpose for a long period of time is raising our children. We have our kids and we're raising our children, and then lo and behold, what happens? They're raised. Now, do our children ever stop needing us? Do we ever stop needing our children? No. That's love and friendship and kindness and compassion and nurturing and being a parent. That's what it's all about. But it does change on the demanding level. We become less needed by our children on a day-to-day basis. We don't have to make their lunch. We don't have to tie their shoes. We don't even have to shop for them or pay their bills once they're up and out. So our life changes. Our purpose changes. And that's the part that people get hung up in. They don't know how to shift their own purpose to now fill their own lives, to now not be sad that their kids are gone, that they're not around and needing you, then what happens to you? Or maybe a divorce. You get divorced, I got divorced, you get divorced, and then maybe you don't know what's next for you and how to handle it and what to do about that. Go out and find a hobby. Go out and live your life. Make everything an event. Make food shopping fun in some way. Go out and find the good things around you. Pick up a sport. Take a music lesson. Go learn how to dance. Take an exercise class. Don't just sit around. Find a hobby. Kayaking. Lately, so many people I know are kayaking. It, to me, I feel like it's become a rage, but you know what? People have been kayaking for a really long time, and a lot of people really love it. Maybe it's swimming. You want to go swimming? Do you have a public pool around you? Do you have a gym where you can use a pool? Go and swim. What has happened in your life that you don't have hobbies to keep yourself interested, to make you more interesting, and to enhance your day-to-day living? It is so important that we have hobbies and that we understand how to build our own interests and our own contentment. Go out and do something. I picked up tennis probably about 5 years ago. I was teaching myself, and then finally about a year and a half ago, I started taking major, major lessons. That is when I started getting better, because I started learning and I couldn't do it on my own. Again, professional help, like I mentioned before. It is so important that we get people around us that really understand something that we want to learn. One of the next things on my list is to start really focusing on Spanish. I've been saying this for years and years and years, and I haven't done it. Spanish will help me communicate with people in the world, and it should have helped me for the last 10 years. But I really need to put some time and energy into Spanish, and I think I need to find a class. So I'm hoping the library offers something. I love the library. I'm always at the library. I present at the library, and I take lots of classes at the library. And really, I'm hoping I can find one that is going to fit in with my schedule so that I can pick up some language skills in Spanish. And the library, I'm sure, will be able to help me with that. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan at Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions Radio. And if you call in at 657-383-0732, I may not get a call from you. It may not be coming through. My switchboard's not lighting up tonight. I'm not quite sure why. But give a try anyway while I'm here, and hopefully something will happen. Life changes on a dime. Be prepared for it. Be prepared for life and the upsets that could happen. You know, one of the things that we're always told we should do is we should plan our estate, and we should have a will and a living will, and, you know, we should have things in place. But what are we not planning for? What don't we plan for that may happen? Maybe, like I said, a sudden, abrupt change in life. Think about those things once in a while, even if they're really negative or really scary, just so that you may be able to prepare in some way to be comfortable through the process of that change. It isn't easy. It really isn't easy. You know, so many people that I know go through so many different things in their lives, and everybody's got something going on. You may not know it. That's something to remember in our own personal attitudes, in our own way of dealing with other people, is to understand that even though they may have a very good demeanor and a very good attitude, their life could be very difficult and very challenging. Sometimes you just don't know. Well, I'm hoping that the transmission is going through. My time counter is not showing accurately, so I hope you can hear me. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan at Create New Order Solutions Lifestyle Strategies. And today, Girl in Town went to Van Sun Park in Bergen County. Let me tell you something. Go. Make the trip, no matter where you're coming from. Find it on the GPS, and if you're within an hour, go to this park. An hour should be the distance that everybody is willing to travel. Take a look at your book titles. What are they telling you? And if there are books on your bookshelf that you bought over a year ago and you haven't read those books, go ahead and donate them to the library, because the library is the best storage of books anywhere, and you're already paying for it. One thing, this public service announcement that I want to talk about, this is tick season, folks. Recognize the signs of Lyme's disease, because Lyme's disease could be very, very devastating if unchecked. Joint inflammation and joint pain, like all of them. If you feel flu-like, but you definitely don't have the flu and your joints are hurting, that's one thing. The red bullseye mark is definite. Go get treatment. Don't even think about it. If you have a circle rash anywhere on your body, immediately see a doctor and get yourself on the antibiotic regimen to get rid of the possibility of Lyme's disease. Lyme's disease can be absolutely devastating to your life, and it can bring on all sorts of other things if it's left untreated. And untreated in little ones can be devastating and not reversible. So make sure you check for ticks. Make sure you recognize the symptoms of Lyme disease, which starts with a rash, and you may not get a rash, but if you don't, you have joint pain that's unexplainable and you really don't understand it, then get to a doctor and get checked out. A Lyme titer is basically just a blood test, and if you're out and about in parks like I am, and I encourage you to do so, to make your life an event and go out and enjoy every single day of this gorgeous, gorgeous weather in beautiful surroundings, go adventure out and look up where you can go and what you can see and what you can do. Just going and seeing people enjoying themselves. It's a wonder. It's an absolute wonder. I saw a chipmunk today. I actually did see a beaver as well. I was shocked. I couldn't believe I saw a beaver. There's all sorts of things to observe while you're out enjoying yourself. That's what making your life comfortable is about. Life changes on a dime. Prepare yourself. Live in an orderly fashion. Do your best every single day to keep things under control that you can control, like your mail, like your papers, like your food, and your choices with that, your work. Stay on routine. Make sure that you know what your plan is for the day and what you're going to accomplish today. If you have that plan made and you move through it easily, when life changes and there are these little upsets, it's not so devastating and it's not so hard to incorporate paying attention to those changes. So that's what creating new order is about. Don't sweat the small stuff. keep a positive attitude, and move yourself toward your goals. Set your plans and put them in motion. And while you do it, go out and enjoy yourself. Total and complete de-stressing happens when you make life an event. Thank you for listening. This is Jennifer Ryan. You can reach us on our website at www.createneworder.com. Email us at solutions@createneworder.com. This is Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/createneworder. And I am Jennifer Ryan. Call us on 657-383-0732, Sunday nights between 8 and 9 p.m. Email us your questions in between, and we'll address them on the show as well. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties tonight. Call us back and next Sunday night, and we'll answer your questions and get to the solutions you seek for your new lifestyle and the changes that come to you. Thanks for listening.